We are back. This is the Morning Liberty Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. This is RBN. And our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Ron Johnson again. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Well, I... This is so funny. During the commercial break, the power went out. Something caused the power to go out where I live. This has happened before. Even in the middle of discussions just like this. Imagine that.
Well, you know what's funny is when you were talking about SWAT teams and government following people and stuff before, I actually here about 3 months ago, I had a white Suburban parked in front of the house that had government plates on it, had blacked out windows, and he was there for 3 days. Had no idea what he was doing.
Apparently, somebody's been watching you.
I'm sure they are. You know, I hear this from a lot of people, from other people that I've talked to. So, the government, I'm sure that they're probably listening in right now. I'm sure.
Well, where I live. And I'm now on my cell phone. I started looking around the house for why this would have happened. And there's no reason why this would have happened just now, okay? But I'm serious that on the radio I've been willing to discuss things publicly that no one else is willing to talk about. And I have been under attack a number of times. And apparently you've had surveillance even as you are now willing to talk about these things publicly.
Mm-hmm. I have.
I'm concerned for the life of Christopher Boleyn. And we'll see if he, in fact, can join me this next Tuesday because of his willingness to talk about these things publicly. And somebody needs to. We talk about our freedoms and our liberties, our right to defend ourselves, the freedom of speech. And yet these things are under attack in America. And in fact, you and I are on the receiving end of these attacks this morning, I believe.
Very possible.
So now I'm outside on my cell phone, outside of my house, waiting to see when or even if the power will be turned back on at my house.
Now
I'm
you watch.
No. They wouldn't try to shut you down. Yeah, it's happened before, Ron.
I know it has. Watch, it'll miraculously come back on as soon as this is over with.
Maybe. We'll see. You know, where I live, you can take a look at what would cause such a thing. There's nothing to justify the shutting down of the power, shutting down my computer, shutting down my internet access to RBN and having this discussion this morning.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Imagine that. So, I have seen in the business of radio and the business of television, pretty much the news anchors on television and the radio people, they get a paycheck, and for the most part, they're told what to say. Mm-hmm. And to even have this discussion, you and me this morning, you know, there are people, editors.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. all-natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the hands it came down, from the side it came down, from the feet it came down, and ran to the ground.
Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show. Glad you could tune in. I'm glad that Ron Johnson could join us this morning as a guest of RJ. And if you have a question, certainly call in. If the sound isn't up to par, so I'm on the cell phone in my backyard. And I think that this morning I may be under attack. Imagine that. In fact, I've now been at RBN for about 6 months. And for years I have been known as a talk show host who's willing to address some of the issues that other people are afraid of, okay? And I've interviewed people like Ron Johnson many times, and it's been a few years. But there are individuals, thugs, cowards within this government who on purpose they want to try to hide these things from you and me. And I think these issues that Ron Johnson, he's willing to talk about it, these things are happening in America, and they don't want you and me to know the truth of these things, okay? So is it freedom of speech? Is it self-defense? Is it more government corruption? Well, I'm thinking if there are intelligent beings from other planets who have showed up and met with leaders, and I hate using that word for these people, leaders of America, and they've concocted this agreement that, in fact, they would hand over to this country their secrets, their technology secrets, in exchange for this government would turn the other way as they abduct Americans across the country and treat us like lab rats for one reason or another. I think you and me, we need to have this discussion, even if we don't like to have this discussion. I appreciate Ron Johnson, his willingness. He is now coming out of the closet, and he's doing this with you and me. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Yeah, you were. What happened? Yeah, I kind of, you know, I lost you.
Well, here I am. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, the power in my place is shut down, but you're sharing a little more of, you know, I was wondering why you, and you're finding out that it's not just you. Thousands of individuals across this country, these abductions are happening to.
Yeah, it's still an ongoing, well, problem with me. It's still happening to me even to this day. I'm having all kinds of strange things.
But before we move on, let us do go back there. Apparently,
okay.
You found yourself at like a laboratory, and that there were children.
Mm-hmm.
In age of 1 year old, 2 years old, that they were in these boxes, and apparently they were continuing to do experiments with these children, and you found yourself in that kind of a room.
I did. Like I said, I don't really know exactly what's happening, you know, at the time. But there's some kind of experimentation going on.
And as an infant yourself, I guess, at that event, that was certainly beyond your comprehension, knowing what it is they were up to.
Yeah. Now, when I was 3 years old in California, I was in the living room playing with my sister and my brother. And this was in 1956. And I disappeared out of the house for no reason. Just, I was there. My brother and my sister, they turned away, and then I was gone. I have no idea. My mom, my dad, I've asked them, I've talked to them about it. Don't know what happened. And then I showed up about an hour and a half later, two blocks away.
Wow, two blocks away.
Yeah. Don't know anything about that. I'd like to go there sometime.
It's like, you know, these intelligent beings have the ability to show up and pick you up, but they didn't know how to put you back where they got you. That's
yeah.
Funny.
Well, it is. They also, on a when I in 1997, I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I was working over there, and I had an encounter over there with a big kind of a walnut-shaped ship over the Waianae Mountains. And this thing was, it was like it was putting on a show for me. And this was late at night. And I pulled off the side of the road watching this thing, and it was zipping, just dipping all over the place. Real, you know, just in the blink of an eye, it'd be over here, then it'd be over there, up, then it'd be. And the darn thing approached me. And after it approached me, I got back in the truck and I left. I went home. And immediately when I got home, I went out into the backyard to see if I could see it. And I got up on the back fence, but the other houses blocked it out. And when I went to bed, the darn thing, it was weird. I was laying in bed, and then I could feel myself levitate off the bed, and I kind of levitated out of the bedroom, and there was three grays on each side of me, and I levitated out the front door, and this kind of walnut-shaped ship was above the house, and I started to levitate up towards it in a kind of a white beam. And as I started to go up towards the ship, I straightened up in more of a standing position. And I'm totally paralyzed. I can't move. And I'm trying to scream out, and I can't. But as I'm going up towards the ship, I can look down, and I can see my Dodge truck parked in the driveway. I can see the top of the house. I can see my trash can in the driveway. And as soon as I start to enter the ship, it's weird. It's like I dropped right onto the floor in the bedroom right next to my bed. It's just like somebody dropped, just boom, right on the floor.
And how old were you during this event?
Let's see, that was 1997, so I was...
Okay.
That was when I was living in Hawaii.
Okay. And how old were you?
Well, let's see. I'm 55
about
now.
About 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 12 years ago. So I'd be about 42.
So they found you in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. They can find you. It doesn't matter where you go. You can move to another city. You can move to another house. They know where you're at. I've got this, this implant in my ear. It's like a little BB under my skin, and I assume it's for tracking purposes.
Wow. And so this happened to you when you were just a baby, and then as a teenager, mm-hmm. and it's just been going on your whole life.
Going on my whole life. In I think it was about 1960. 77, I rented a house just outside of Helper, Utah, and I had a weird thing happen there. I was dropped. I went to bed, but I had this, this is tough to explain. It was like I was dropped from the air, and I landed on my coffee table and busted my coffee table. And immediately, I heard this noise at the back door. And I got up, and I was wondering what the heck's going on. So I go to the back door, and there's a deer standing there, and we're just standing there looking at each other, eye to eye.
There's a deer standing there?
There's a deer standing there.
Oh,
now,
my.
From what I've been reading, these aliens or these interdimensional beings, they can put up
shape-shift.
These screen memories.
They do what? Memory?
Screen memories to make it more, less frightening.
Okay.
I've been reading about this a lot.
Okay. So it appeared to you as a deer at the time?
Right.
And it did so, you're saying, on purpose so that you would be in less fear?
Right.
Interesting.
Now, in Wyoming, when I had the encounter in Wyoming on Highway 89, and I was working in Grand Teton National Park at the time, right after that sighting, when I got back to work, the next night, I heard a noise, and it was like about 1:30 in the morning, and I got up, and I opened the door in the dorm, and there was a deer standing there in the dorm, and we were just, I know it sounds weird, but he was actually in the dorm, and we were looking at each other. And, you know, usually if you see a deer like that, they just turn around and run off. But
yeah,
this one doesn't. They just, when it's different, they just kind of stand there and you just look at each other. But from what I understand, they've got the ability to do this. And I've heard this from other people, like with owls and other different type of animals.
Okay.
To kind of hide their, what they look like. I know this sounds really off the wall, but
I appreciate that in your willingness to come out of the closet with these things that you and I are the ones having the conversation. I think that there are other people who would absolutely rain on your parade.
Right.
It would probably make you feel worse. In fact, here at RBN, there are people who are known for their doctor's degrees and experience over here and notoriety over there. And what I've typically been known for is, you know, I'm willing to have the discussion. And there's pretty much no issue that I'm not willing to discuss or approach. And I appreciate your willingness to join me in doing that. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning. It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show. And if the audio is off a little bit, it's because I'm on my cell phone in the backyard. Somehow the power was shut down as they or something tried to shut me down this morning. And my guest this morning is Ron Johnson. Again, Ron, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
There are people with different experiences in the UFO alien genre. And there are many who have their books, and they have their DVDs, and they have their stories to tell. But there is much more going on beyond what is now public. And from people that I have interviewed and other watching and listening I have done, I believe that there is some kind of collaboration between intelligent beings from other planets and the military side of this government. And there are those who have seen this evidence, Area 51, you know, as an example. I was talking with someone that I'm getting ready to interview about HAARP sites, that there's at least three sites where this government, the U.S. government, controls HAARP technology, where they use weather for warfare. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology, that's not where Ron Johnson, my guest this morning, is coming from, but his experience, I believe, is real. You can hear it in his voice. You can sense it in his reluctance even to have this discussion. There are people who they would absolutely laugh, certainly scoff, at the things that Ron's talked about this morning. Nah, that can't be true. And why you? And it's like, and yet here we are. Having the discussion, asking the questions, and we need to, because this is happening with Ron. It's also happening to other Americans all across the country, and you've seen and heard that, Ron, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I hear it pretty much daily from people, places that I go up to Salt Lake, everywhere.
So you mentioned that the most recent visitation that you can recall, at least, is in July of this year. Let me approach another question, and I really do want you to share more of your own experience, stuff that we can't find in a book yet because you haven't written a book. There are some people who believe that these aliens, in fact, are demons from hell, and that's what it is. They're not real beings from other planets. No way. I'm thinking you would disagree.
I would disagree with the experiences that I've had. I recently went to Angel Fire, New Mexico, to a paranormal symposium.
Okay.
And Greg Bishop, I don't know if you know him or not. He's a
I don't, not yet.
UFO researcher. Anyways, he got up and gave his presentation, and he really ridiculed people that are having sightings. He really made them feel bad. He put up pictures of bananas with faces on it and made comments like if people would just eat them, then they'd go away, stuff like that. But he was basically talking about alternative theories to it, like demonology and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but apparently that is one of the accusations upon people like you going on right now, Ron.
I've thought about it and thought about it. There was even a New Ager down there that was talking about it, and he was coming up with these verses from the Bible, and I don't know. I was just having a hard time swallowing that theory. I believe these are real beings, and they have a real agenda here, and they're going to carry it out, whether, you know, people like that.
Well, I'm thinking that in your life, I don't know, but you probably haven't gone around every week wondering, how can I become rich and famous? How can I become rich and famous? Me, what do I have to do? Where do I have to go to become rich and famous? That were your quest, this certainly wouldn't be the way to go do it.
No. Believe me, that's not even crossing my mind. All I want to do is just tell my story, and that's it. I'll try and get rich some other way, you know, selling stuff or something like that, but this is not the way for me to do it. Because, I can't talk my way out of a paper stack. I'm just having a hard time even talking about this.
Have you ever been at a point where you wish that these ships and these beings would just go away?
I've tried that. These people with the alternative theories, they say all you have to do is invoke the name of Jesus Christ and wish them away, and they'll go away. It doesn't work. Talking to Don Anderson, he's a good friend of mine, he says it doesn't work. And I've tried that. I've tried it for years, and it doesn't work. It's just they keep coming. They're just one after another.
So it's something that you have not been able to wish away.
No. Believe me, I've tried. I have tried and tried and tried ever since.
We'll be back after the break, Ron. Hang on. This is RBN.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Good morning. It is now 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show, and we are live here at RBN. My guest this morning is Ron Johnson. I have to say that this morning I am very concerned for the life of Christopher Boleyn. I have been in touch with him by phone and through the internet for the last couple of months. And since my interview with him on Tuesday this week, I have not been able to reach him. His phone is down. His internet or email is down. I can't get a hold of him. And it's like, what's going on? He is still willing to publicly talk about the things that went on regarding 9/11 and the people who are behind. They're trying to destroy America and our freedoms. And as we had that public discussion on Tuesday, I invited him to join me again this next Tuesday, so we'll see. We'll see if he's okay. I am concerned. People that I have interviewed for years are also those who are on the edge, okay, willing to talk about things that no one else is willing to talk about. Even I stand this morning in my backyard. In fact, winter hit yesterday here in the Rocky Mountains. We've got snow now on the mountains, and it's about 45 degrees, and I'm out here in my shorts with a cell phone having this discussion with you in the middle of my interview with Ron Johnson this morning. The power in my home went down completely, and I'm thinking, I wonder why. Why in the middle of my discussion with Ron? In the media, they have kept your attention and my attention on health care reform and H1N1 swine flu for months and months and months now. They would love you and me to be focused on those events and watch. In the middle, after us being focused on those events, these movements taking place now in America, there's other things we need to be paying attention to. One of the things that nobody wants to talk about is, in fact, this involvement, the intelligent beings from other planets, are they in fact showing up? Are they in fact involved with the government of this country, handing to them the government their technology so that the American government could use it against you and me? Imagine such a thing. Now, that's not the discussion that Ron Johnson and I are having. The discussion Ron Johnson and I are having about his own life. He's just a guy trying to have a normal life, and yet they have been following him and have been abducting him for his whole life. And he only recently has come out of the closet willing to talk about these things in the face of being laughed at and accused and scorned. And for that reason, I decided, yeah, Ron, we can have this discussion. And Ron Johnson, I appreciate your willingness to join me and to talk about these things this morning.
Okay.
Tell us about this last event that you had in July of this year.
Okay. This last one, let me start a little bit before that. Because, let's see, when was that? That was right about September of last year. I started
You mentioned that July of this year, but if you want to go back
last year,
it's okay.
This pertains to this.
Okay.
But anyways, I started having these encounters with this one type of being. It's an entirely different type of being from, you know, years ago when I was in California.
Is this the one, he's not a gray, he's not a green, but this one's brown?
Yeah, this one's dark brown.
Okay.
And I've been having, I've probably had about 13 encounters with this being in about, you know, since September of last year.
So if you have kept track and there are 13 encounters, that would suggest that you're keeping a journal of these events?
I am. I'm keeping dates and times and everything. You know, years ago I never used to do that.
Tell us what happened in September then.
Well, anyways, it started out that this light would appear in the living room like I told you about it. Because lately I've been sleeping on the couch a lot. But the sometimes there would be, like a figure following it. Not all the time. But as soon as I would see this light, then I would just immediately just pass out, go to sleep or whatever, and immediately start having these darn encounters. And the first one was with this darn dark brown being, and we're staring at each other face to face, only about an inch apart, and it's very frightening. But he's telling me, you know, calm down, everything's going to be okay, and it's like he's downloading information into me, and it's just, this goes on for like 10 minutes or so, and we're just staring at each other. It feels like a computer download. So anyways, and then everything turns kind of a fuzzy white, and then I wake up. And then the next night, the same thing happened. I'm laying on the couch. I just turned the TV off, and this light appears. And immediately I go out, and there I am staring face to face with this alien again, this dark brown one. And we're just looking at each other. It's like he's downloading information into me. And then I get the sensation of G-force. It's like I'm moving through the air real fast.
Okay.
Like either in an airplane that does a stall, kind of like that. And then I find myself sitting in this little room on this chair, and this alien is off over in the corner watching me, and I'm totally paralyzed, can't move, and he's forcing me to watch this board, and there's symbols that appear. There's a row of six symbols that appear on this board, and I'm watching these things. I have no idea what they mean, but every now and then one will change to a different symbol, and I sit there and I watch this for like 10 minutes or so, and then everything turns a fuzzy white, and then I wake up. Well, the next night, again, I see the light appear in the living room. And as soon as I see the light, I blink out, and I'm staring face to face with this same dark brown alien again.
The same brown being. Okay.
The same being. Same exact one. And this time, it's like he's downloading more information into me, and he tells me telepathically that it's time for me to find out what's happening, and that he will reveal little bits of information to me, you know, at different times. And then everything turns kind of a fuzzy white, and then I wake up. Again, I'm on the, you know, on the couch.
Okay.
And on September 28th, 2008.
Right, okay.
This all took place between September 10th and September 13th. But on the 28th, I'm talking to a friend of mine out in front of the house, and we're discussing religion. He's a Baptist, and he's trying to convert me to become a Baptist. But anyways, we're out there discussing this, and it's about 11:30 at night, and I notice this object coming from the east going west. Well, there's this big elm tree in front of the house that stands about, probably 40 foot tall. Well, this thing, it's a bullet-shaped object, and it's just barely moving. And it's got kind of a greenish glow to it, and it's lit up on the inside. Well, it comes right over the top of that tree, and I'm looking right up at it, and it has what looks like a round window on the side. Well, it's illuminated real bright on the inside where the window is. And there's this being sitting in there, and he turns and looks out the window, and it's that brown being, that dark brown one that I've been seeing all the time.
Okay.
And we actually make eye contact. And the thing just barely moves by, and I'm just staring at him.
So by then now you're becoming accustomed to this brown being, and apparently you're becoming more aware that he's going to continue visiting you.
Right. And I've had many more visits after that. But anyways, it goes by, and I hit the top of my buddy's car, and I turn around, look at that, I say. And he gets about halfway turned around, and it just blinks out, and it's gone, just like that. I still think he's seen it, but he says he didn't.
Okay.
But I got to just take his word for it. It would be so nice if he would have seen that. Then it would, you know, give some validation to what I'm saying. But it's just one after another. And
so take us to July of this year, your most recent encounter.
My most recent encounter was on July 27th of this year. And it's the same. It always starts out the same way. I turn the TV off. I'm laying on the couch trying to go to sleep. And this light appears. It's kind of a dull, fuzzy light. And as soon as I see this light, I just, boom, I immediately go out. And then I find myself, I'm inside this bubble, inside this big ship that's up against the ceiling. And I'm there for a long time, and I can see these beings walking around down below. And pretty soon I start descending down from the ceiling in this bubble. I get to the bottom. A door opens up. I step out of it. And this being starts talking to me telepathically. He says, it's time for you to know what's going on. And then I ask him, I says, what's happening to me? That's when he tells me that you've been programmed since birth to you and thousands of others like you to fly a ship like this to carry people off this planet to another dimensional Earth in a different dimension. And he actually lets me sit in this chair, this seat that it looks like it's all molded in with the floor, and it's got a place for my arms and hands to sit in, and I stick my arms and hands in there, and then I find myself, I can feel the acceleration, and I can feel the G-force. And I can, you can look out the front of this ship. There's a console board in front of me, but beyond that, you can see outside. You can see the stars. And it was really strange. But he starts to tell me telepathically that this is how we travel. We dimension hop. We go from dimension to dimension. He says this is how we get from point A to point B.
He sat you down in the captain's chair.
I assume it was the captain's chair. I'm sure it was.
So you had a chance to take this thing for a spin.
Yeah. I know this is, you know, the debunkers, and people are really going to have a field day with this, but this really happened. But anyways.
Do you think that out of these thousands of other people that this being is talking about, do you think that they are speaking? Or do you think that you are just one specific, maybe kind of different case where you're actually willing to speak about these things now?
I think it, as time goes on, I'm going to find out more and more about this. But apparently, I guess I'm...
Right now, we are not getting thousands of voices speaking about this very thing right now.
Right. Yeah, that's what I say. I've only talked to one other person that's had similar experiences.
Okay.
And but I hope it becomes more and more as, you know, as time goes on. I'd sure like to hear from other people that's had experiences like this.
Because it would, again, add more credibility to your story.
It would. And I know this sounds really weird. It sounds like a big fantasy story, but I'm telling you, this is really, really happening. There's something going on out there, and I believe that mankind's going to know here pretty soon, as towards, you know, as we get towards 2012.
Why 2012?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. It just seems to be the it just seems to be a date that just is in my mind.
I think we have a few minutes left this morning. And apparently this being, this brown being who's actually conveying to you more of what is going on. Is there anything that we haven't covered, more information that he has been giving you?
No, that's, like I said, it's really been vague. And I want to, as time goes on, I think I'm going to get more and more of these encounters.
Do you think that they have concluded that you're not ready for more? That you think,
well,
that they have given you information when you're ready for information?
Well, apparently they've given me, it feels like they're downloading information into me all the time, because every time I see them, but I don't know what it is, and I figure someday
that they're downloading. You think it's to your subconscious rather than your conscious?
It's definitely into my subconscious, because I don't have a clue what it is. But someday I hope to find out. But it's just
like
they're only giving me one little piece. What's that?
You want some answers now.
I want some answers now. I want to know exactly what's going on. And that's what I, you know, that's what I want. But apparently, I guess I'm not going to get it. I'll just get whatever they want to give me.
I think there are many Americans that are at this point where they would love to see, you know, stop playing this hide-and-seek game. If there, in fact, are intelligent beings from other planets, And if they are showing up, we really want them to show up at prime time. We want them to have a visit with, oh, Ted Koppel or Dan Rather or somebody, you know, in the main right. news. We want it to be in the evening news so we can all see, we can all hear, because this hide-and-seek stuff, that you know, it's not working for us, you know. It's like, you're either there or you're not. Show up and, you know, let your presence be known. And I
right.
think there are believers, UFO and aliens from other planets, there are believers who expect, hope that this would happen at any time.
I wished it would. I wish they'd quit playing this hide-and-seek game.
Okay, Ron, hang on. We'll go back after the break. This is
okay.
RBN.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning. Here we are, the first day of October. Again, this year is, oh my, just flying by so quickly. This is the Morning Liberty Show at RBN. Next week on Tuesday, I plan on having Christopher Bolin again. We'll see. I hope he's okay. Been trying to get a hold of him, and I will continue to do so. And my guest this morning, Ron Johnson. Again, Ron, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay. I sure enjoyed it.
The events you and I have been talking about this morning are taking place with individuals all across this country and other countries around the world. Apparently, it's not just in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's everywhere. But
and go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say
we've got about 4 minutes left, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll hurry up. All I wanted to tell you was now wherever I go, I always take a camera with me, and I've got pictures of UFOs. I'd like to send you some that I've actually.
Oh, Ron, that would be most excellent.
And this one particular series that I took, I was in Washington State, and this same object, I took pictures of it in Washington, Oregon, and Helper in Price, Utah. And I'll send you pictures. It's the same object. And I think this thing was following me.
Well, I think that there are many Americans, many people around the world, we're waiting for the very moment when, in fact, they make contact, okay, that in a very public way, where it's on the evening news or some kind of way where we see with our eyes, we hear with our ears, them making their presence known, not hiding anymore. But I think from other interviews that I have done that, in fact, there are quiet agreements between this government and them, these intelligent beings, and that's a part of why they are playing this hide-and-seek game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So the closest I think we have gotten so far, as far as for them showing up in while the sun is shining and when we can see and hear, are through people like you, willing to share these events that have been taking place in your life.
Yeah, I just wish they wasn't so vague with me. I wish they would tell me more.
Well, I'm guessing, Ron, that just because you and I are having this visit, that would not give them cause to stop. Apparently, if they have been, I'm thinking they probably will continue visiting you. You know, you need to make a list. You need to write down this list of all of these questions and ask some questions for me. Why me? Why are you doing this? What's going on? You know, maybe you'll get more answers for us.
I will do that. I will definitely do that.
I think it's awesome that you have kept a journal. Do you think at some point you may publish this journal that you've been keeping?
I don't know. I'm really not that interested at this time of publishing a book or anything like that, but it's definitely a possibility. I'd like to find out if I'm supposed to or not. But I definitely want more information before I do.
Again, Ron, thank you for your willingness to join us this morning and have this public discussion.
Okay, I sure enjoyed it, and thank you for having me.
I'll be back tomorrow with John Bailey. We'll talk about more what's going on around us here in America, asking more questions. Thanks for joining me, MRJ. This is RBN. I'll see you then.
With recent internet.